Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is January the 15th, 2016. As we are moving momentum through the new year, 2016, we are in the second week of the month, ladies and gentlemen, of the new year. What are you doing in your business that's really making an impact on people's lives as well as in the marketplace? We're going to have a great show today. I'm really excited about all the things that we're getting ready to do this year, 2016, here on this show, GTE Professional Network Radio, as we are moving into our fourth year. And I'm real excited about that. And I'm going to say that again, ladies and gentlemen. We are moving into our fourth year as we... Thank you. Our fourth year. As we continue to grow, say that again, our fourth year, as we continue to grow and build small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And we're going to have a great topic on the show today, and I'm really excited about today's topic. It's about five steps to a great website. As a web designer, as a marketing guru myself, I'm just going to show you some tools and tips that's going to really be impactful for this year, 2016. Now, as we continue on, each week we're going to give you guys all of the information that you're going to need to grow. And no matter what city and state you're in, no matter what your target market looks like, your goal is to be the expert, to be the master of your business. And not only that, is to make sure that your content is king and what your website has to offer to guests who go on your website and visit your website. How many visitors are you getting each day, each week? Do you know the numbers? What is it that you're really having your guests to do or customers to do when they go to the website? Are they just viewing information or are they here to purchase something off your site? So we're going to go into some great steps in reference to that so that way you guys can have what it takes to build a successful business. And it's all about business and entrepreneurship today, ladies and gentlemen. As we are continuing moving forward, we're helping as many people as we can on this show and all the guests that we have and current clients that we've assisted. And believe it or not, since we've been doing this, we've helped over 1,182 customers that we have helped build websites. Now, saying that says this, with all of the people that we continue to educate and uplift and basically utilizing your gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind, it's basically going to help you put together something that's going to be lasting, leaving a legacy, and also adding significance to one's life. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be able to add significance to one's life and also be valuable in the marketplace. And to add value, you have to have something that, again, these three things is what people want, need, and can afford. Satisfying these three things will help you be impactful in the marketplace. So over the last few years, I've helped over, 1,100 small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs to plan and build their websites. As we have continued this journey, and it has been a real exciting journey for me, because I get a chance to not only hear the creative impact that each individual that I talk to have shared with me, but also to see what they're bringing to the marketplace and how they're helping the people in not only in the area where they do business, but in their community. It's all about community, ladies and gentlemen, and also building your network, because that helps you build your network. So you want to make sure you have something that's going to be very impactful for you to grow, and this is all about what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, growth. And I found that most people don't really know how to properly plan their sites, build their sites, or what they need to put on the website. After all, your website is usually the first thing that people look at when you hand them your business card or if you're sharing information about your business. People are going to want to look you up. The right approach to planning a great website is to work backwards by answering the following five questions. And here's number one. How will you get your people to your website? That's always going to be the first thing, is how are you going to get them to see your site? Well, more specifically, what marketing techniques will you be using to attract your target audience? It is the search engines, optimizations. We have that. We got the pay-per-click advertising, social media, and then you got your PR. This step is very important, as it is often answered many of the questions below. We basically want to show you exactly step-by-step how to do this effectively, making sure you get the response and feedback, and making sure that you keep track of marketing techniques that works best for your site and as well as for your business. But figure this, ladies and gentlemen, if you do this consistently, and you don't have to spend a great deal of money today, and everybody's always asking me this, Ed, do I need this? How much does it cost to do this, this, and this for my website? How much will I be spending? Well, really, to date, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to spend a lot of money in doing this. This is something you can do yourself if you take the time to really, really understand it, because you have to put your personal effects into the site that you're designing and putting together for your business. And if you got a good web designer, then you can relay the information to them, and they can basically see the vision of where you're trying to go. If you have it mapped out correctly, remember, it's a destination, it's a journey. So you don't take a trip without knowing exactly where you're trying to get to and what road you need to take to get there. So the same thing it will be for your website. How do you need to build it? How do you need to put it together? And also, what is it that's going to give a personal effect about what it is you do? So those are the things that you want to look at. And then also, who will be coming to your website? That's number two. Your website needs to take all kinds of visitors by the hand and help them find what they are looking for. Again, that's that part of that we were talking about, three, what people want and can afford. Within a few seconds of getting to your site, a visitor needs to know what to do next. Do they need to sign up? Should they click a link to learn more? Once you determine what visitors are coming, then you'll be able to determine what they need to do once they get there. And once they get to your website, you got to help them navigate them so that way they can do the things you want them to do. Look at all the other current sites or sites alike what you're doing in your business or industry and see how easy navigation, and some could be more complex than others. Don't get me wrong, that's for sure. But you want to keep it simple. The key fact is to keep it simple. Keep the website simple enough where people that can go there, do what they need to do, and move on. They're not there to be on your site for long, lengthy periods of time. Remember this, it's all about attention span. The attention spans is always going to be short when it goes to the website because people are not going to go through all that. All you got to do is give them point A, B, C, and D. Do an outline, write it out, make sure it's simple enough for them to get the information that they need to do. And this is something that you want to do as a tip. Don't try to please everyone, but have your site clearly laid out to direct visitors wherever they need to go. If you do too much of it on the website, ladies and gentlemen, it can become difficult for them to navigate. Focus on a few key features that majority of your visitors will benefit from. Key points, key core things that you have put together in your business that you want them to see. So that way they can basically see that, and then they can go from there, and then they can respond back to you right then and there, right away. Feedback is key, ladies and gentlemen. You always want to get good key feedback from your guests and visitors who come aboard your site, even if you're promoting it on social media, search engines, and even the directories, which you're supposed to be doing, ladies and gentlemen, the directories, as well as making sure you do the banner ads. Banner ads are key. We also do that here for small businesses to do the banner ads. We create that for them so that way they can tag themselves on other sites or co-oping with other companies in their area who they're doing, who they're sharing information with, so that others can find them as well. You want to do this on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen. You're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. So you have to make sure you have some key people in place to help you navigate all of the information that you're stirring up there for them to go to it, see it, and basically navigate and get the things that they need right then and there, the information that you're posting. So, number three, what questions will my visitors have and when they come to my website? Well, when you go to my website at globaltouchenterprise.net, they also know automatically, they know I'm a web design, marketing, as well as I do hosting, and I have media because, again, we have this radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio, where they can go there and view and listen to previous shows that I've done here on this show. So, and also the type of website that I've designed and put together, they can also see that, whether it's an information site, a landing page, e-commerce website, entertainment website. Okay? So you have these things that now when they go to your website, my website, they can see that. So you have to basically define what it is you want them to do, what you want them to know about your company and your business, and what you want them to do once they're there to either get the information or make a purchase. That's going to be the one or two things that you're going to look at. Get the information, make a purchase. So those are the things you should be having. To keeping it simple again, ladies and gentlemen, is the key steps. So at the right place, how long and basically have you been in business? Can they afford what you have to offer? You got to look at all these different things, ladies and gentlemen. And how do you know your product or service is any good? You got to get feedback. And how can I learn more about the services and the company? How do I contact you? All of these informations, contact information, all of these tips that you're going to need to have, ladies and gentlemen, on the website is key. If you have it properly set, then you're going to be well this year, 2016, as we start this new year off. You want to make sure everybody flood the gates. And see, these are the three things that I do in my calendar month that's basically going to do for me to help others understand exactly what it is I'm doing to help them. So you want to look at your dates from the 1st to the 10th, massive exposure. You want to make sure you have a lot of massive exposure of your business on that level. From the 11th through the 20th, you want to also have massive volume coming through there. So that way you can have everybody understand sponsoring, signing up, or getting information from your website. And then, of course, 21st through the 30th, the end of the month, that's where your volume really takes hot levels, where everybody starts to come through there toward the end of the month, where you generate the revenue that you're looking to generate each and every month in your business. If your e-commerce site, that's going to work like clockwork for you guys who also have an e-commerce site. But if you just information and contact and you're just sending information and gathering that for them to do other things that you want them to do in reference to your business, whether you have a brick-and-mortar location where you can they can get it online and get the information and come directly to your store, or if you're running promotions, remember the 5 P's of marketing. Promotion is key. How do you promote? If you promote well, you earn well. So you want to make sure you're promoting your business properly. Now, number four, what do you want them, the visitors, to do when they get there? Should they pick up the phone and call you, email you, sign up for something, buy your product online? A great website will guide your traffic where you want them to end up. If you're selling a product, convince the visitors to buy and make it easy for them to do so. If you offer a service, let them know how and why they can benefit from it. Tip, be clear and concise. Don't make visitors think. I always say that every day when I'm consulting or referencing, talking to my guests or my clients that I'm working with to build a website. You want to make sure you want to keep it consistent. Clear and concise is the key. So you want to make sure you do this regularly on a regular, consistent basis. Don't overwhelm the guests and customers with all of the information and detail. Just give them enough information for them to do what is necessary to buy. You want your visitors to buy. To get your sales up online on your website, ladies and gentlemen, you got to keep it simple. You do not want to overwhelm them on your website. And your shopping cart has to be easy for them to navigate. No matter which payment processing you use, you want to make sure it's simple enough. You run the test and see how simple it is for you to do it. If you have a problem, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your customers will have a problem as well. So you want to make sure it's simple enough. Run your test. Always do this. Don't always assume that it's going to be easy because a designer is telling you that it's done, it's complete, but have you run the test? Have you did the trial? Have you checked to see if it's going to be easy enough for them to do it? Even people who are not familiar with paying online or purchasing online, you got mobile phones, you got all these different devices you can utilize now, and payment processing is a lot simpler than it was years ago. So now you got to look at all of these different things that's going to make it and keeping it simple from start to finish. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, step number five, how do my visitors like to start to stay in touch? So how would they like to stay in touch with you? Keep in mind that most people who come to your website won't become a customer. In fact, the average conversion rate on the internet is around 1%. Meaning only 1 out of 100 visitors will end up contacting you, signing up, or buying something. Find out what forms of communication your visitors prefer and give them the means to stay connected. Emails, a blog, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, you know, your RSS feeds. Tip, engage your customers is important, and most people don't convert on the first visit. Keep them coming back by identifying your target visitor and catering to them by making it simple enough for them to understand what it is you're doing. Market directly for them. Your market should be simple enough for people to say, hey, I like that, or I was looking for that, or this is something that I've been trying to find, but I wasn't able to find, but I did find it on your website. You want to basically keep it simple, ladies and gentlemen. Bring it up on social media. Have somebody to help you by blasting it out, your information. You should have a social media a business page on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, on these social sites, Google+. You got Instagram. You got all these different services now that you guys can utilize as tools to help you market your business. Simple. But here's the catch. You only do it so often. If you're only doing it every so often, you're not doing it consistently, you're not doing it enough, you're only doing it when you feel up to doing it, you're not going to grow. You're not going to get the attraction that you're looking for, and people are not going to know if you're coming or going. Be consistent, ladies and gentlemen, in season, out of season, night clock work. Don't stop. You work every day. You go to a job. If you're working, you remember how that worked? You know how you have that? You miss a day, no pay. Same principle rule apply as in a business owner. You don't work, you don't get paid. You don't get people to help you. Nobody knows about what it is you're doing. So let's wake up, smell the real coffee, and let's get to work. Let's get it going. Let's move it out. Because this is what's going to help you grow. It's going to help us grow. And guess what? Everybody's happy. So you want to keep that big smile on their faces. Because now they know I can come to you, and because I know you're going to give me the goods and the information that I'm looking for. Again, ladies and gentlemen, attraction. The law of attraction works. Follow it. Be consistent. Stay in it. Do not let up. This is the time to really hit the gas, ladies and gentlemen. This year, 2016, you don't want to stop. You don't want to hesitate. You want to keep it moving. This is a marathon, not a race, but a marathon. Run it. We got one coming up. We have one this weekend with the Chevron Marathon here in Houston, Texas. Everybody's going to be participating out there. They're going to be running. But you want to be consistent, ladies and gentlemen, every single step of the way of your business so that others will know that you're serious about what it is you do. And, guys, that's the message for today. I'm super excited for everybody and that has been really a part of this show, GTE Professional Network Radio, as well as my web design business and marketing business. And I'm really excited for everybody who's really looking this year to grow to the next level. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be signing off. My name is Ed Peterson. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, next time, we're going to be giving you some more tools and tips that's going to excite you on igniting you to grow your business in the area and helping you build up your community where you are and the people around you by being consistent and persistent and staying focused on your dream. Until then, tune in next week, and we will have some more for you. And again, thank you all for tuning in to this show as we have continued our fourth year again at GTE Professional Network Radio. If you have any questions, you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. You can check us out there. If you have any questions or concerns or anything that you might want to talk about, feel free. I'm here to help you, my people. It's good to have good entrepreneurs, good business owners come together to work together, to grow together, and to build together. And with that, thank you again, and we'll see you all next week.